Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In cities across the nation, crowds are forming, like this one near the White House in Washington, D.C. A celebration of the news that former Vice President Joe Biden has been elected the 46th President of the United States. NPR's Scott Detrow tells us it became official with a victory in Pennsylvania.
Voters all over America cast ballots for more than a month leading up to Election Day. But when it came to the order of counting the votes, it was Pennsylvania that gave Biden the electoral votes to win the White House. The Commonwealth took days to sort through more than 2 million mail-in ballots cast amid the pandemic. The result is fitting. Biden kicked off his campaign in Philadelphia and held his very last rally in Pittsburgh. He spent Election Day visiting his hometown of Scranton, stopping to linger in the house he grew up in. Now Pennsylvania sends Biden to the White House. Biden ended up winning back all three so-called blue wall states that President Trump took in 2016. Pennsylvania, along with Michigan and Wisconsin. The win will make Biden the oldest ever president. It will also make California Senator Kamala Harris the first woman and Black and Asian American person to serve as vice president. Scott Detrow, NPR News.
President-elect Biden's lead over Trump grew to more than 7,000 votes in Georgia as additional results were released overnight. As that lead widens, celebrations are happening everywhere, including Atlanta, where NPR's Sarah McCammon has more.
As soon as the news broke of Biden's victory, I began hearing cheering, whistles, honking, celebration in the streets here in Atlanta. This is a heavily Democratic city, but in a state that has been red for a long time, this is one of the places that many Democrats hoped and believed would help win this race for Biden.
NPR Sarah McCammon reporting from Atlanta. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has contracted the coronavirus. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports that President Trump and more than a dozen of his close aides and associates have already caught the virus in the past month.
It's unclear when Mark Meadows may have first tested positive for the coronavirus. According to Bloomberg, which first reported the news, Meadows informed a close circle of advisors after the election on Tuesday. Meadows has attended gatherings at the White House and at Trump campaign headquarters this week. He's also been involved in the president's response to the election results. The White House has not strictly enforced mask wearing or social distancing at official events. While President Trump has argued that the U.S. is turning the corner on the pandemic, the number of cases and hospitalizations has been rising. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
Repeating the top story, former Vice President Joe Biden is now President-elect of the United States. Senator Kamala Harris will become the first woman vice president. This is NPR News in Washington. A former priest who was one of the most notorious figures in the clergy sex abuse scandal that engulfed the Roman Catholic Church has died. NPR's Sasha Pfeiffer reports.
Father Paul Shanley created what he called a ministry to alienated youth in the Boston Archdiocese in the 1960s and 70s. He said it was for runaways, drug abusers, and adolescents confused about their sexual identity. It also gave him easy access to vulnerable, troubled teenage boys, and dozens of them later accused him of sexual abuse. Shanley was eventually defrocked by the Vatican, convicted of rape, and served 12 years in prison. His death was confirmed by police in Ware, Massachusetts, a small town in the center of the state where he had been living since he was released from prison about 3 years ago. Shanley was 89 years old. Sasha Pfeiffer, NPR News.
Repeating the top story, an Associated Press count of states decided for the Democrats continues to expand. The latest is Nevada, giving the Democratic ticket of former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris of California 290 electoral votes, comfortably more than the 270 needed to win the presidency. With that, Joseph R. Biden, also former senator from the state of Delaware, a man who ran for the nation's highest office three times, is at this moment the President-elect of the United States. President Trump continues to insist the fight is not over. Biden has issued a statement declaring himself honored and humbled. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.